We're losing biodiversity very fast, and this is critical to ensure sustainable development. It's essential to ensure food security, access to medicines, access to clean water, clean air, and really to help ensure an enhancement of human well-being. So biodiversity is critical for all of that.
Why is the biodiversity important for our life?
Basic things like we have to eat every day, right? All the food is biodiversity in different forms. And most people now live in city and they don't know where the food they're eating comes from. It doesn't come from the supermarket. It comes from somewhere, right? From the oceans, from the rivers, from the forests, from crop areas, rangelands. And it's critical to ensure the sustainability of food production systems. And if we keep losing biodiversity, we lose the genetic diversity to adapt the crops and the breeds of animals for the new conditions. We lose pollinators, we lose microorganisms in the soils, which are essential for the recycling of nutrients. We lose what we call the biocontrol organisms that keep the pests and diseases under control. If we lose ecosystems like forests and wetlands, we lose the capacity to buffer the intensities of impacts of extreme weather events like floods and droughts.
We have the Paris Agreement on climate change is now a reality, and we have the Sendai Agreement and the Agenda on Sustainable Development. So what is the role of biodiversity in all these agreements?
So biodiversity is important for all these agreements, and it's formally recognized. So if you look at the Paris Agreement, if you look at the NDCs, the nationally determined contributions that each country submitted, more than two-thirds of the actions proposed are related to land use issues, therefore how the countries will be managing their forests, their agricultural areas, etc. So that's totally interlinked with the biodiversity agenda. The Paris Agreement also recognized the roles of oceans, and it's the marine biodiversity in the oceans that are critical. For example, the capacity that the oceans have to capture the excess of CO2, for example, and the role they play in global climate. So the marine biodiversity is very, very important. Biodiversity is critical also for adaptation to climate change. So agriculture, for example, all over the world will be very heavily impacted by climate change. And the only way to adapt agriculture to climate change will be using genetic resources. So if we keep losing the biodiversity, we will lose or have reduced opportunities for adaptation for future climate change condition. The Sendai Framework on Disaster Risk Reduction formally recognized the role of natural ecosystems to reduce vulnerability of countries to natural disasters. So the conservation and restoration of natural ecosystems is essential. And we have two dedicated SDGs to biodiversity, 14 for the oceans, and 15 for terrestrial ecosystems. But if you look at SDG 2 on food security, it deals with the issue of genetic resources as a basis for sustainable agriculture. If you look at SDG 6 on water, it calls for better protection of ecosystems that protect the catchment areas. If you look at the SDG on sustainable cities, it calls attention for the need for more green space. So it's everywhere within the SDG agenda. So it's very good that finally now we have a very well-developed global framework for sustainability that recognizes the role of biodiversity. The challenge now is with each country, how to internalize all these commitments.